Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand. And guess what? Today, you just got me. Sorry, no interview today. You're just listening to me. And I wanted to share with you something that is near and dear to my heart because it's an issue that I have spent many years dealing with. How many of you out there listening and or watching on YouTube have ever felt like you're not worthy or you're not enough? I know I have, unfortunately. And yet, it hasn't been a constant thing, but it has been sometimes an underlying belief, especially when I have been tasked with wanting to accomplish something. In fact, just to give you some context in this, recently I've been working with a branding coach because in addition to doing spiritual podcasts and talking with inspiring people, my main business is SEO copywriting, which is helping people, helping business owners to be able to attract and convert their ideal clients through their website. And I write content for people. Well, I've been working with this branding expert, and this week I was challenged to come up with what was unique about me. Now, I've been doing this for a very long time. I've actually been in business since 2009. And it should have been a no-brainer for me to just come up with that, but for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe it was the moon, I don't know what was going on with me at the moment, but I just got stuck. I really got stuck. So I did something about it, which is something that I have learned to do. When I get tripped up like this, I start asking myself, why? Why is this an issue for me? And I start journaling. And I started journaling like, okay, why am I having trouble coming up with, you know, what's unique about me? And what came up with was fear. Fear of being seen, fear of being criticized, fear of making mistakes. And it was very interesting where all this was coming from. And I started thinking about what was it in my past that might have caused me to really doubt myself like this and not be able to value my uniqueness, which is something that I teach frequently is my clients is how to value their uniqueness. So what was the issue? And one of the memories that came to mind was when I was a kid and I was in the school spelling bee. And you're going to get an idea of how old I am because this was back in 1976 when the United States was celebrating its bicentennial, our 200th anniversary of the founding of our country. And wouldn't you know it, the word I had to spell was bicentennial. And guess who misspelled it? Me! And I was teased for it because, well, in particular, because the fact was I had won the school spelling bee the year before, and I had this reputation of being a smart person. Yes, I was a smart girl. I knew the answers. I got all A's. Oh my gosh. And so people, you know, boys especially, I think, were jealous, and so they gave me a hard time about it. So in thinking over this memory, I'm like, yes, I think I made the story I came up with about that was that, yeah, if you make a mistake, people are going to tease you. People are going to criticize you. And perhaps it's better to just be quiet and slide under the radar and not shine my brilliance in the world. Ooh, even when I just said that now, my heart just kind of went, woof, because it's the truth. It was the truth. That was it. I was hiding my brilliance, and that's why I was having such trouble coming up with an idea of what was unique about me and why should someone want to do business with me. I've helped a lot of business owners over the years, so I know my stuff. It was just saying it, even on a piece of paper, for me was difficult. So thankfully, I've been working with an awesome coach, and she gave me a technique to be able to help me to essentially reframe the story. And basically, the gist of it is to just imagine a different outcome. Just imagine a different outcome. Well, first off, just decide what is the belief I want to have, and then just pretend that something else different happened. So I decided, okay, I am enough. I am smart. I am brilliant. God created me to shine my light in the world and not to hide it. So the story I decided to make up and believe instead was, I still spelled the word wrong, but you know what? It was okay. And instead of the kids in my class giving me a hard time about it, they were like, oh, yes, I hate that word. It's so hard. I don't know how many N's are in bicentennial. I don't blame you for messing up. Oh, I wouldn't have done it any better at all. And it didn't make me feel any less than myself then, because, you know, everybody else makes mistakes. I'm entitled to make a mistake once in a while. I don't have to be perfect. So the long and short of it here that I wanted to share with you today is to value who you are, value your uniqueness. You came into this world and have gotten some sort of experience in whatever it is that you do, whether you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, and you are sharing your gifts and talents with the world. And if you find yourself ever doubting that, journal and ask yourself why and see what comes up for you. And then try to figure out maybe when there was a circumstance in your past that might have triggered that for you. And then just rewrite the story. Decide that you are enough. Decide that you are a valuable person. You are worthy. And then just rewrite the darn story. Because here's the great thing about this. This is why my coach encouraged me to do this, is that our brain doesn't know any different. We can just start saying to ourselves all the time that that's the new story and just let that old one go. And you know what? Our memories are not there. It's been proven that our memories can change, and we can have different memories about things. So we can just record a new memory in our brain. It's just like rewriting the program on your computer, just save over. And just install that new belief and then act from that. And I hope you will do that. And if you have any questions about it, or you are struggling still with it and would like some guidance, I would love to help you out. And let's talk about it. And in fact, what you can do is you can go to engagewithgloria.com. And you can schedule an appointment with me, and we'll chat, because I would love to be able to help you to be able to see that you are a valuable, unique person, and you need to acknowledge that and act from that in the world. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate you listening to the podcast, watching it on YouTube. Make sure that you are subscribing wherever you are listening and or watching. My YouTube channel is Gloria Rand Video, so you can subscribe there. Or you can just subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, all those great places as well. And that way you won't miss any future episodes, because I will be back with an interview again on Fridays. They will be Sometimes I do bonus ones on Wednesdays, but most of the time you can count on the interviews being on Fridays. So until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out there and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes, cover your coughs and sneezes, monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.